a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave and Dejanovic.
We were having a very rock and roll conversation earlier today about all day kindergarten. KSL TV dove into this issue and found that the majority of Utah parents, according to a new survey, want full day kindergarten, at least for an option for their children.
And I'm afraid it's too much too soon for those little 5-year olds. Mm. You know, they have the attention span of a gnat. I remember it's not that far removed for me with those little kindergartners. And they love school.
Oh, you mean not you, but your kids.
My kids, okay. Yeah. Yeah, all day kinder, good for the parents. Not so sure it's good for the kids.
You were so passionate about this that you dialed up 3 kindergarten teachers.
Yeah.
And you found that, you know, not one of these 3 were in favor of all day.
And that obviously influences me. Right. When I actually hear from the teachers now, so often parents are like, hey, how was school? They're like, school was amazing. We had recess. You're like, well, wait a second. How was the actual school part of things? That's why I thought it was important to talk to the teachers and find out what's it really like. And they said, you know what, Dave, by the end of the day, they are done. And by the end of the day, it's like the end of the 3-hour half day. They are done. Remember, 5 years old. That is still very young. Many of them still taking naps. To ask them to go to 7 hours of school, that's demanding.
Well, there wasn't that option when my kids were in kindergarten. And I'm talking 20 years ago when my first kid entered kindergarten. We didn't have, it wasn't on the table, at least not where we were sending Elizabeth. And would I have been an academics oriented, like, let me see what the studies show about how far along they are by the end? No, probably not. Because I remember that 20 years ago, I was hanging on to life by a bobby pin.
Yeah.
But researchaddict.com, like you do.
It's a great site.
A lot of research. Yeah. Found it is actually like getting an extra month of education. So, you know, how could Mama Deb argue with that, especially where kids struggle a lot, which is reading and math.
Yeah, literacy and math, mm-hmm. Obviously, that's an important foundational thing that you're doing. So I think you're going to get better results, obviously. If you're going to school full-time versus half-time, in the short term, and this is what the research shows, that at least in the short term, there is an advantage. Now, full-time school is an additional 15 to 20 hours a week, mm-hmm. for those little kindergartners. True. And you've probably heard me talk about Waterford Upstart.
Yes.
Right? They advertise with us here,
yes,
on the show. And I've talked about it many, many, many times. There's a couple of things that stood out to me, and I'll tie it in why I think it's an important part of the conversation when we're talking about full-day kindergarten. With Waterford Upstart, they deal with 4-year-olds.
Okay.
Right? It's only 15 minutes a day. And they do it 5 days a week. But the results are fantastic, right? So the average graduate of the program is reading at nearly a first grade level by the time they start kindergarten. This is 15 minutes a day. Full-time kindergarten is 15 hours additional a week. So are we doing the right thing by saying full-day kindergarten? Maybe there's an alternative. Maybe it is supplemental programs.
I see where you're going with this.
So anyway, that's why I wanted to bring on Waterford Upstart. Kim Fisher joins us right now. Kim, thanks for joining us, first of all.
Sure. Happy to be here.
I'm fascinated by the results of Waterford Upstart, because you know this is an at-home online early education program. Give us an idea. Why only 15 minutes a day, 5 days a week?
Great question. I mean, it really does zone in on exactly what you've been talking about. These are young little brains. And if you think about a four-year-old, their attention span is pretty short. And so that's why we limit it to 15 minutes. Now, we do have 15 minutes of that literacy component. And then families get that optional additional 15 minutes to do math and science. But I will always encourage parents that if you do the additional 15 minutes, break it up into two segments. You know, do, you know, the reading part right after the kids brush their teeth in the morning, and then do the math and science right after lunch. And it really does come down to a couple of things. First of all, it's the attention span, like I said. But second of all, we truly believe in limiting screen time. And so that's one way of keeping it well under what the American Academy of Pediatrics says it should be. But yeah. Their little attention spans are short.
So what does that 15 minutes hold for them?
So the way our program works is that it's adaptive. And that's the other thing about our program that makes it really great for kiddos, is that it moves along with the child at the pace that's right for them. And so in the reading portion, the children will learn phonological awareness, phonemic awareness. They start to recognize their letters. They do these fun things called power words, which are the words you'll see in pretty much every sentence, in, and, the. And so they start to string those letters together and understand based on the science of reading. Math and science, it's really kind of the basic stuff, calendars, you know, the seasons, adding and subtracting. So they start to get that base of what they should know for math and science. And it's really cute to watch them learn all of those things.
What are your thoughts about all-day kindergarten? Because you guys have had such great results in just a few minutes a day, really, you know, half an hour split up a couple times throughout the day. What are your thoughts on all-day kindergarten?
Yeah, so our organization, we partner a lot with different school districts, with other nonprofit organizations, and we believe in providing resources for families. We are a very valuable resource for families that have the ability to be at home with their children, but we understand there are some families that don't have that you know, ability to be at home all day. And so we do understand the importance of having that option to keep families moving. As a child of two working parents when I was this age, I know that, you know, being able to go to kindergarten during the day helped my parents make the money they needed to put a roof over our heads. And so as an organization, we recognize those things. We want all families to have access to whatever it takes to get that child prepared for kindergarten and get them that base, that foundation of literacy that they need.
Kim Fisher, always great to talk to you. Thank you so much for joining us here on the show today, of course, with Waterford. Remind me, is that program free, Dave?
Yeah, you do the commercials for them. Yeah, it's free. It's available to all Utah families. You just got to sign up. But I think it's a great conversation to have, and I think sometimes we want to bring a sledgehammer, you know, and there's other ways to do it. Do we need really 20 extra hours for kindergartners to learn and to get a boost, or are there programs out there that are just as effective in a handful of minutes?
In 45 minutes from now, we're actually gearing up here at KSL News Radio behind the scenes to bring you that press conference by the Wyoming medical examiner, coroner, about the autopsy results in the death of Gabby Petito. Of course, this is still an ongoing investigation. They've named a person of interest, her boyfriend / fiance, Brian Laundrie. But we do not know yet how Gabby was killed. They have said it's a murder. We don't know how. But Kira Hoffelmeyer is tracking that story for us in the newsroom. She's joining us next with what she knows as a preview to the upcoming press conference we'll take live here in 45 minutes.
Dave and Dujanovic.
Tim and Amanda here with breaking updates. Mornings from 5 to 9.
Then from 3 to 7, it's Jeff Kaplan and his Minute of News.
We're all on KSL News Radio,
Utah's all-day companion for news.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.